We're on to new malachas now. The malachas of kosher and matir are two separate malachas. Where do we find that they were in the malachas hamishkan? The Gemara explained back in Klal Gadol that when they tried to, when they had to capture chilozoin in order to make the tcheles, which was used for the rias in the mishkan, they had to cast nets. The nets had to be made by tying knots. So you have the malacha of tzeda, plus you have the malacha of kosher. And matir means undoing a knot, but doesn't mean stam undoing a knot. L'chara, undoing something is not a malacha. Bishlamu, when you take thread, string, you make a net, so you're making a kesher, you're making something that binds things together. You're taking two things and you're tying them together, you're making something new out of it. Similar to the idea of sewing. Undoing, L'chara, is the same thing as ripping. The point is over here that when you undo a knot, what you do is you're making it back into string that can then be used to make another net. That's why this malacha of matir. So it's not like kareah, which you're destroying the fabric. Over here, you're undoing the knot and you're turning it back into a string with which you can make another net. The basic yesoid of kosher is that it can't be something temporary. It has to be a kesher shel kayoma. The term we use by a simcha, it should be a kesher shel kayoma, comes from this din. Elu ksharim shechayoven aleihem. There are types of ksharim that you're chayiv, that are also midaraisa. So there are types of ksharim which you're not chayiv, kri, they're also midrabbanim. There are types of ksharim which are mutter, lechatchila, very important la'alocha. Elu ksharim shechayoven aleihem. Kesha agmolim, this is the ksharim that are made by camel drivers in order to muzzle the camel. There has to be a thick, strong knot. How long does it last? It's meant to last. Kesha saponim, these are when they tie the mast and the sails of a boat. Also, they make these thick. A sailor's knot is something thick and it's made to last. Keshem shu chayev al kishuron, kachu chayev al heteron. Whichever knot you chayev on kosher, you also chayev on matir. Like we said, in order to, also with a knot, there's also something constructive about undoing it, not just undoing it. Bederech klal, knots are tied to last, but they have to be made in a way where you could undo it, because very often it needs adjustments. You need bigger holes. Depends which type of fish you're trying to catch. You want to catch bigger fish. You don't want that every bit of seaweed should get into the net. You don't want to catch goldfish when you're looking for bigger fish. So when you put out a net, there's a constant adjustment of making the holes of the net to catch a certain type of fish. Bigger, smaller, smaller, bigger. Same thing goes with sails on a boat. Remei Reimer, kol kesher shu yochel atiroi. Be'achas yodov, be'achas mi yodov, with one of his hands. You don't need two hands. That means that it's not tied that well that a person doesn't need two hands. L'chair is a simen, not a sibu. There's no reason that this should be. It's l'chair a simen. The Remei is putting out there that that type of knot is not called a kesher shu chayom. And v'chiyai gavno ein chayom olov. Now the Rav quotes something, and he says that the makor of kosher is kosher chute yirios and v'sokim b'mishkan. When they were weaving the yirios, so sometimes if one of the threads snapped, so you would tie a knot in it to hold it together. That lamaisa is the havamin of the Gemara. The maskana lamaisa, the Gemara falls off. The Gemara said what we just said, that the makor of kosher is from those that spread nets to catch the chilozer. Kvega wants to know, why is the Rav quoting the Havamina? Rashi quotes the Havamina also. The Mefoshim over here, the Boyaz, the Tveres Yushalayim, point out that there's another important element over here. That's Neger. The Rav quotes the Shita of the Rif in the Rambam. That there's two, in order to be over on Koshim and Deraisa, there's two Tnoim. One is that the Kesha has to be a Kesha Shal Kayoma, like we said. B is that it has to be a professionally tied knot. A sailor's knot, a saponim, gemalim, those that made for the nets. It was made by fishermen who know how to make professional knots for that type of venture. It has to be kesher kayoma and a maisa uman. If it's one without the other, it's part of avalosa. If it's neither, then it's mutter lechatchila. That's according to the Rif and the Rambam. According to Rashi, the the only tnai that's li'ikuvah on it being a malacha deraisa is only the tnai of kesher shakayom. You don't need that. It should be a professional knot. Rashi doesn't hold of that tnai. The Mefarshim explain that the Havamin of the Gemara, which is learning out from the tying of the knots from Kosher Yerios, does not necessarily a Kesher Shel Uman. The Ksharm, the intricate Ksharm that we described, is Lamaskonas HaGemara, that it has to be the source of Kosher, is with those that made nets. That's a professional knot. So Rashi quotes the Havamina because he wants to be merames that even lamaskona, that the makar is a different makar, that chelik you don't have to learn out, that it has to be a kesher shel uman. That he doesn't hold of. The Rif and the Rambam hold that lamaisa lamaskona, that we learn out from the fisherman's knots, so memela it has to be a kesher shakayoma, and it also has to be a kesher that's a professional, a kesher shel uman. What's not resolved is that this would explain why Rashi brings in the Mishnah the din of Koshre Yirios, because he wants to be Merabes, that he's still holding on to that Havamin the Yidoni Akesh Oyumon, but the Rav who brings the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, the Chay should be bringing only the Maskar and the Gemara, that remains unresolved. Mishnah Beis, Yesh Lecha Kshorim, She'en Chayov Malayim Kikesha Agmolim Kikesha Asaponim. There are knots that are not Kosher. That's Chil Shabbos Deraisa. Ein Chayovin Aleim. It sounds, however, that there would still be an Issa, like we mentioned before. The Mishnah is Sosam Veloy Pirish. The Mishnah leaves us hanging. Which are the Ksharim that there's no Chiv, but there's an Issa? So the Gemara fills in the blank. The Gemara says, we're talking over here about Ksharim that are not made Likayomo. They're made, however, for an appreciable amount of time. They're made for a day, for two, but they're constantly in the process of adjustment. Since they're constantly in the process of adjustment, so they have some level of issur, but it's not Chilul Shabbos Deraisa. We mentioned before that according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Ksharim that are not Maisa Uman are also Potter Avalosa. Now the Mishnah is going to list off Ksharim that are Mutal L'Chatchila. Kashes Isha Mafteach Chaluka, ties her apron. The Gemara points out that even though theoretically she could leave her apron tied and slip out of it and not undo it in order to get out, it doesn't have to be tied and untied every day. But the Maisa, the derech is to tie it and untie it. This lechair would be the same raid as shoelaces. You could theoretically take on and off your shoes while the laces are tied, but since the laces are designed to tie and untie when you take off and on your shoes, so that's mamish mafteh chaluka. V'chute svocha. This is another type of beged of a woman also. This is on her head. So she ties like strings around the chin. It's not around the chin, it's around the head, but the same idea. Anything you tie around the chin, like a baby's hat, would be the same idea. V'shel psikyo is also a chagura, is also another beged. Urutsu is minol v'sandol. Here we have shoelaces. So the regular shoelaces, avada, are not a kesher shel kayoma, and avada de mutter. Noidos yayin v'shemen, these are jugs of yayin v'shemen. They tied them with some type of drawstring that's made out of leather. You pull it tight, and you tie it up. Now, it's shaykh again, it's shaykh to slip it out without undoing the whole knot. Afilo hochi, it's not a kesher shel kayoma, because the derech is to tie it and untie it. Kuder shel bosar. Again, Vice says it would be shaykh to slip out the meat from this package without undoing it, but the derech is it's made as a kesher that's not shokayomah. They would tie the barn door to keep the animals in. Bishvil shaloi teitze, that they shouldn't come out from the barn. Again, they don't make kesher kayomah because you're planning on going in. Just right now, you want to tie it. Koshin dli bapsikyo. It's mutter to tie on a pail that was lowered into a well onto a string. Because lamaisa, that type of string, bapsikyo, is the type of string we had before on a beged. It's not the regular string. Avaloi bechevel. A chevel, you're going to tie, you're going to make a good solid knot, and you're going to leave it there. That's already, even if you're planning on taking it off after Shabbos, you want to tie something. And you're tying it in a way that could be a kesher shel kayoma. Even if you don't plan on leaving it as a kesher shel kayoma, it's still also. Similar, Lamashul, to putting food on the fire just to warm it up. You take a bottle of milk and you put it near the flame, but if it were, it could cook. So the Gemara says very clearly in Perikira that it's also. Why? Because you're doing a ma'isa that could be a malacha, even though you don't plan on doing it at Daita Hachi. It's not a malacha deraisa. Chazal will goisa. So we are also. Reb Yehuda matir. Reb Yehuda is chiddish, is matir even bechevel. Now he's not talking about the regular rope that they used for lowering a pail into the well, because that avada would be awesome. He's talking about what's called chevel shol gardi, which is a type of woven material. It wasn't there b'derech klal. It could theoretically stay there, but it's not meant to be a chevel. So it's putting on a chevel, which is the normal thing to put on, that avada you wouldn't be allowed to put on Shabbos, because that you might leave. The chevel shol gardi held there weren't guys. The Sir Yud is maskim to the Yisoid of the Tanakama, just in one place. Now, the last line of the Mishnah doesn't have to be related to the Rabbi Yehuda that we just read. Klal Omer Rabbi Yehuda, kol kesher she'ene shel kayomo, ein chayov in olov. Any kesher which is not be'etzem, something which is a kesher shel kayomo, there's no chiv. L'maisa, the Mefarshim explained that what he means to do is he means to be madgish what he just said. That by any kesher, which will never be shel kayam, it's not the usual to leave it. You're not going to leave a chevel shel gardi as the regular chevel on your dli. So therefore, they weren't geyser at all. Comes out that the klal omer of Yehuda, even though he says the lashon ein chayov in olov, is really going back on the line that he said before that.